Roller derby is one of the fastest growing sports in the UK at the moment. It's played mostly by women, although there are men's teams as well. You have five players on the track at a time. Four of them are blockers, and they're led by the pivot. And one of them is a jammer, who is the point scorer. And you line up on the oval track with the blockers on one line, and they go on the first whistle. And then the jammers who go on the second whistle, and the jammers have to race through the pack, which is the pack of blockers, and try and get out first. The first jammer out is what's called lead jammer, and they have the power to then call off the jam. So what they do then on their second pass and their third pass is score points for every blocker that they pass. And if you're lead jammer, what you want to do is get through the pack first, score, say, 4 points before the other jammer has had a chance to break through, and then call off the jam. So you end the jam with 4 points and the other blocker has zero, which would be kind of demoralizing for their team. And this goes on in 2 minute jams for an hour.
Is it quite physical then, this
sport?
Yeah,
it's full contact, kind of live action stuff. It's quite exciting to watch. And we have to wear various safety equipment. So we wear helmets and mouth guards, wrist guards, elbow pads and knee pads.
Why do you think, then, it attracts women to the sport? Why such a strong participation with women in this particular sport?
Well, I think there's various things that make it attractive. One of them is that there's this idea of this alter ego that you have, and you have a chance to be kind of and perform a completely different role on the track. And the other is that it's an opportunity for women to be fast and powerful and athletic and, you know, as fast and powerful and athletic as guys are in their sports like rugby. You know, it's. I think there are lots of women probably that are frustrated with the fact that they are made to play netball at school rather than some of the more physical sports. So it's a chance to do that. You know, it's really kind of high energy, lots of adrenaline.
The popularity of the sport is growing here in Cornwall. There's a brand new tournament style league for the South West, which is being hosted in Plymouth this weekend. It's going to be kind of all over the southwest, isn't it? Just tell us a little about that.
Yeah, that's right. We've been going since about 2010, and there are lots of other leagues popping up all over the time, and there are a fair few that are very well established now in the southwest. So what we've done, so that we don't just play random bouts against each other, we've created this organised structure where five teams from the southwest are part of what we're calling the Southwest Showdown Series, which is a six-month championship where we all play each other and we fight to kind of find out who's the best in the West. So the teams that are taking part in that is us, Plymouth City Roller Girls, Curno Lowdown and Derby, the Southwest Angels of Terror, who are based in the kind of Exeter region, Wiltshire Roller Derby and Dorset Roller Girls. And we've got the opening bout of the Showdown Series this weekend in Plymouth at the Life Centre, which is near Central Park. And the doors open for that at 1 o'clock, and it's a doubleheader. So the first bout is at 1:30, and that will be SWAT versus Dorset Roller Girls. And then the second bout is us, PCRG, versus Wiltshire Roller Girls at 3:30. And then each of the teams will host a home bout, and then we'll have the championship final in Plymouth in April next year.